Welcome to the Sin2O Adult Webmaster Podcast, the show that explores how to make money in porn online.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Sin2O Adult Webmaster Podcast. I am your host, Jay Sin. Across from me is Ella Black. Welcome, Ella.
Hello.
A little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking with Alec Helmy, President and CEO of XBiz, about the future of the online adult industry, specifically 2010. So make sure you tune in for that. And all of our other interviews are available on our website at www.sin20.com/podcast. I'm sure you know that by now. I know Ella knows that.
I know that very well. Yes, thank you.
Although we have personally blocked Ella from going back to the podcast because she just loves to listen to the old episodes day in and day out.
I just listen to myself for hours and hours. I put it on replay. It's just on repeat.
And if you'd like to correspond with us, you can reach us on xbiz.net, the official social network of Sin20, or send us an email. You know, podcast@sin20.com works too. First up in the news this week. What's in the news this week? We got an update about China. Everyone loves China, right? They make all of the really cool crap that you buy at the dollar store.
China.
What's the updated story here about China?
Really, it's just about the fact that China is throwing more and more funds into the coffers to pay off the tattletellers. So those people who are turning in the internet defilers, those people are going to get paid even more money. The plan is working so well that they're adding money to their original reward amounts.
Well, I think, too, it said that, you know, if you turn in your neighbor, you know that you're not going to see him again, right? So it's not like you're just getting, you know, $1,500 they'll just go get a ticket or something and get off. They're probably going to go to jail or prison or worse just because you have pointed the finger at them. So,
well, maybe they just don't like their neighbors. I mean, maybe that's part of the problem. They're just trying to get rid of people that they don't want in their lives anymore. So,
well, I think that might be a bigger issue if everyone hates their neighbors over there.
I think probably so.
Moving on, has porn gone mainstream? Has it?
I like this article a lot, actually. I think it brings up some really interesting ideas about interchanging porn with mainstream and how, you know, we keep talking about how we might want to change some of our marketing tactics so that we pull in more mainstream. But it brings up, yeah, the good question, has mainstream just gone more explicit?
I like to go to the video store and like swap out the normal disc for like a porn disc. That's how I like to bring.
That's probably illegal by some standard.
You think so? It's funny though.
Yeah, well, you know, most illegal things are.
Damn it. So what did this story talk about?
If porn goes mainstream, does that mean that it's going to be less appealing as porn is, being the very nature of, it's kind of an ostracized thing, it's kind of a taboo thing. So it kind of talks about that, and that's a big, there are big chunks to this article. So that's one big chunk of it, you know, is whether or not that's going to kind of affect porn. The other thing is people, a lot of the big names like Jenna Jameson.
You know, when Jenna Jameson, you know, turned quote unquote mainstream, I think that was a turn for the worse. I mean, just look at her now. She's totally nasty.
Yeah, but I mean, as a marketing tool, it's been great for her. I'm sure she sold so much more to people who are less terrified of her now that she has gone mainstream. Like, it's not as scary to, say, buy the book that Jenna Jameson wrote because she was on fucking Oprah. You know what I mean? So, and then the article, they do a big interview with Joanna Angel, and she talks about how, you know, mainstream media is a huge way to reach more people, you know, and it's not quite as taboo. So you get to have more eyes on you. You get to reach out to more ears.
Is that really going against the trend of, you know, going deeper and marketing more towards niches and more, you know, passionate consumers? I mean, it seems like reaching out to the mainstream is going in the opposite direction as what we should be doing, especially when the mainstream porn, quote unquote, if you will, has, you know, been taken over by the tube sites, and no one's really making too much money on generic vanilla porn.
It is controversial in which way we should go, because I can see both. I agree with both sides. Like, I think you're right too, but I think it depends on what your main objective is. Like, if you're just a star, a porn star, quote unquote, and you're just trying to find people who are going to be your fans and buy your products and whatever that means, I could see using mainstream media as being very productive. If, however, you're trying to reach very specific niche consumers, then it would seem to be more effective